Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Lights Silent Unity Prayer Service. And we're going to begin our service this morning with Sarah, well, this afternoon, sorry about that, with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the Daily Word.
Optimistic. I greet the good that is on its way to me. I live with an attitude of positive expectancy, trusting the good I seek is on its way. Even though it may not yet be apparent to my eyes, my heart's wisdom guides me to remain open and receptive. I steel my mind with affirmations of gratitude and center my attention on uplifting thoughts. Aligning my heart with the harmony and energy of God, I feel a quiet, serene joy bubbling up within me. I welcome the wonderful outcomes that are unfolding. I greet the good that already exists in potential, my optimism helping me envision the best outcomes for myself and my dear ones. Believing that life is innately good, I more easily find myself in the right place at the right time. Optimistic and grateful, I welcome the joyful experiences that are flowing to me now. Luke 1 and 37 says, "For nothing will be impossible with God."
Thank you, Sarah, for that beautiful daily word reading. I am going to share with you an excerpt from Myrtle Fillmore's, our co-founder, her Healing Letters. And this is where Myrtle talks about prosperity. And the article is titled Permanent Prosperity. So she begins by saying, "A great help in realizing permanent prosperity is to come into the realization that we do not work to earn money to meet our expenses. This is the delusion of the mortal mind. In reality, in earning money, we are experiencing the God-given faculties and powers to bless others, to keep our part of the divine law of giving and receiving. The supply is a gift of God and is ours because it is part of God's plan. We are to accept it in faith as such. Expect it to come, and it will." True prosperity is not making money or putting out goods or developing property. It is determining what our souls require in order to cause them to unfold more of God. And then how to harmonize their expression with the needs of our fellow human beings so that all are benefited and inspired to unfold and express more of their inner spiritual resources. Yes, the change of exchange of merchandise and money is merely incidental to the spiritual association and growth. Money success comes as a result, but there are other results that should be sought and rejoiced even more than the financial returns. You see, radiant health, physical freedom, and the greater awakening of all the faculties and their physical centers of activity is another more valuable gain than the increase in salary and the promotion to a greater chair in the management office. The feeling that one is doing something to help in the establishment of the kingdom of heaven in the earth is a great compensation for the hours of prayer and the effort to swing clear of the old commercial bondage ways. Yes, we are to have whatever we require, yes. But we are making progress toward the time when we shall work at something really constructive, something that reveals God in people and in God's world. Something that gives us the privilege of deciding for ourselves under the guidance of Spirit when we are to go and when we are to come. True prosperity is radiant health, physical freedom, and a greater awakening of the 12 powers that Charles spoke of. So we attain that by taking a moment, going into the quiet, and absorbing and listening, letting our vessels be filled with that we need to make right decisions and to carry us through the day. So we take this time apart, breathing in deep and holding it a moment and releasing, feeling ourselves becoming more and more into the realm of Spirit. So we breathe in deeply and hold it and release, melting into our chairs, knowing that they can support us. There's no need to worry or stress. Just breathe in and breathe out and settle deeper and deeper into our inner beings. This is a wonderful journey, a journey that we should make each and every day, breathing in and breathing out and turning within and moving from the head down into the heart and settling in the heart region. Begin to breathe easily and steadily. Notice the intake of your breath and the release as you let go, breathing in and breathing out, letting go of all concerns of the day, feeling yourself becoming one with your surroundings, one with the seat that you're sitting on. No separation, just oneness. And in this oneness, as we step over the threshold of our inner chambers, immediately we feel all that we need is being provided right here, right now. And our role in this is to simply rest and trust and know that Spirit is unfolding before you all that you need to master what needs to be mastered today. Breathing in and breathing out, stepping over the threshold and releasing and letting go in this moment, right here, right now, in the quiet. And so as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we take a few moments in the quiet to give thanks. We are grateful for the gifts that we have received. Life, breath, movement of limbs. Holy Spirit, we take nothing for granted. So we invite our family and our friends into this inner circle right here, right now. And we feed energy, Christ energy. And our lights are shining brightly. And we also enfold anyone that has crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light, expressing love and peace. And we venture out to our world leaders, letting them feel the vibrations of love being sent right here, right now. We are fortified by prayer. We renewed our spiritual sense of purpose, which is to be that light in the world. And we agree to shine our lights of love, life, wisdom, and peace into the moments going forward. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room and close our time of prayer, let us do so by reciting the prayer protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And so it is, and so we let it be. Go forth and create a wonderful, wonderful week.